train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. I am Rob West. Educating our children from a biblical worldview is important for Christian parents, not just here in the U.S., but also around the world in countries like Zambia. I'll talk about how that's being done with Mario Zanstra today, and then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is MoneyWise on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, once a year in December, we like to tell you about one ministry that's really doing the Lord's work and deserves consideration for your year-end giving. This year, we're looking at Family Legacy Missions International. Mario Zanstra is president and CEO of Family Legacy. He's a good friend and delighted to have you on the program today, Mario.
Hey, Rob, thank you for letting me join you. It's fun to be with you.
Absolutely. I'm excited to tell the story of Family Legacy, and why don't we start there? Tell us a little bit about this ministry, perhaps that many of our listeners have never heard of.
Well, Family Legacy is a ministry that was started 18 years ago in Lusaka, Zambia. Our founder was actually born in Lusaka, and he grew up in the United States, but he decided to go back. He's not with the ministry anymore, but his legacy does live on. We currently have 14,000 children in 22 different schools in Lusaka, Zambia, where we are helping them grow spiritually, unpack their trauma emotionally. We feed them, provide physical medical care, as well as educating them.
Well, it's a ministry that's near and dear to my heart, as you know, Mario, because I had the chance to travel to Zambia and see this incredible work firsthand, and God is really moving through Family Legacy in that part of the world. I started today by mentioning Proverbs 22. What other verses, Mario, in God's Word really guide the work that you all are called to do?
Well, I think when you think about the verses in Scripture, particularly in James, talking about the widows and the orphans and the vulnerable, and what does it mean to really come alongside those who are poor and needy? You know, 100% of our kids live below the global poverty line, not the poverty line of Zambia, the global poverty line. Yeah. And in most cases, for the kids that are in our residential care, 37% of them are single or double orphans, and they are in a tough position. And so our opportunity to come alongside the vulnerable makes a profound difference in the way they think and live. And we want them to grow up and be everything that God would have them be.
I know you do. And, when I was there, Mario, in the slums, actually seeing the conditions, it breaks your heart. And yet when you pull these kids out and put them in one of the schools that you all have created in so many of these areas of Zambia, it's amazing to see what God has done. You mentioned how dire and desperate the living conditions is for so many of these kids. Give us a sense just a bit more about Zambia and why you've chosen that to be your focus.
Well, Zambia and Lusaka, Zambia particularly is our focus, partly because of our history and our heritage, but also we have a deep desire to go deep in one place. You know, you can take a ministry and do it in a light way in a lot of places, or you can say, listen, we're going to make a difference in one area. Lusaka, Zambia is the capital of Zambia and is surrounded by 9 countries, and it's a regional hub impacting that section of Africa. The other part of that is that the median age in Zambia is 16.7 compared to the median age of the United States, which is 38.
Wow.
So we are literally in a country of children raising children, and a lot of that is due to the AIDS epidemic that literally wiped out, you know, tens of thousands of parents and actually left about 1 million kids in an orphan condition. But I would also say that the plight of the vulnerable is not too indifferent of the orphan. Many of these kids are being raised by a caregiver that might be an aunt or a grandma or an uncle. The idea of a home being the home that you were born into is pretty rare.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Well, we're going to continue to talk about this on the other side of the break. There's so much that Family Legacy is doing there on the ground in Lusaka, in their schools, the Legacy Academy, the Tree of Life. We'll tell you about all of it, plus an experience for Americans to actually go be a part of all of this through something called Camp Life. You can learn more about all of it at familylegacy.com. Again, that's familylegacy.com. And when we come back, back, we'll continue to unpack the work that God is doing through this incredible ministry in a really needy part of the world where these precious orphans need God's love, and education and family legacy is being used by the Lord to bring just that. More to come on MoneyWise on American Family Radio, just around the corner. Stick around.
For American Family Radio, I'm Charles Morris with Haven Ministries, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. It's a favorite around the holiday season, O Little Town of Bethlehem. It's strange because the hymn is a song addressed to the city, but if you know the biblical background of the story, it's not so strange. Micah 5:2, O Bethlehem, you who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you will come a ruler in Israel. He will be a shepherd. In layman's terms, Micah 5 says, O little town of Bethlehem. The song isn't just about the city. It's picking up on that prophecy. Jesus, the great shepherd, born in Bethlehem. That little town was the place he chose to enter the world, to shepherd his sheep home. In Christ, all is found. Spend more time with Jesus. Visit getanchor.com.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the MoneyWise program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Hello, I'm Don Hawkins, here to tell you about Encouragement Live, 55 minutes of industrial strength radio encouragement featuring resourceful guests plus practical biblical insights to help you face life's challenges. We'll be taking your phone calls, so plan to join us for Encouragement Live, Saturdays at 7:05 p.m. Central, 8:05 p.m. Eastern, here on American Family Radio.
What if buying groceries, gas, or dining out could help change lives? With Christian Community Credit Union's Cards That Give to Missions, you can help spread the gospel, combat human trafficking, and protect vulnerable children with every purchase at no cost to you. Apply for your card today. More information is available at joinchristiancommunity.com. That's joinchristiancommunity.com. The credit union is an underwriter of this ministry. Membership eligibility required.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
Great to have you with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. Joining me today, Mario Zanstra, President and CEO of Family Legacy, focused on serving the vulnerable and orphaned children of Zambia, doing incredible work there to reach these young children with the hope and love of Jesus Christ, to educate them and to pull them out of really desperate poverty. And we're so delighted here at MoneyWise at the end of the year to be able to shine a light on this incredible ministry doing God's work. And I'd love for you to unpack that a bit, Mario. As I shared, I've actually been on the ground with Family Legacy there in Zambia to see firsthand what you all are doing. And a cornerstone of that work is education. But you actually provide what you call four pillars of care for these Zambian orphans. I'd love for you to tell us about those.
Well, we want to impact them in a holistic way. And the truth is, when you think about how we are created, we have a spiritual side, an emotional side, a physical side, and an intellectual side. And on the spiritual side, we want these kids to understand who Jesus is, who God is, and we want them to respond to the gospel. We want them to grow in faith. And so at all of our schools, they begin each day with a daily devotion. As a matter of fact, our goal and desire is that these kids go through our program, they would learn the 50 great stories of Scripture and understand how that the implication of that on their life. Secondly, what we realized years ago is that if a child is hungry, that comes to the physical side, if a child is hungry, it's pretty hard to study. And so we began to provide meals, and we've actually provided this year, we've shipped over 5 million meals to Zambia. Every child that goes to school every day gets a hot meal at the noon hour. And it's amazing because that simple meal that is high protein, high vitamins, vegetables that are in it, it looks a little bit like oatmeal, but it tastes like something different. My student, Elijah, actually grew 8 inches in 3 years by just starting to eat that meal.
Wow.
We also provide medical care for these kids. We have a quad-certified infectious disease doctor, and Dr. Guffey, who's a brilliant doctor, has had a profound impact on these kids. And in our residential care, 1 in 5 have HIV. A segment of them have cancer or sickle cell or diabetes, and we provide medical care for them at no cost to them or their families. The third piece is the emotional piece, and that's actually probably the newest one that we've learned about, is that if they have an emotional trauma in their past, and most of them, poverty is their first trauma,
yeah.
If they've been abandoned, abused sexually or physically, or have lost a parent, complex trauma has impacted the way they think and live. And so biblical social emotional learning helps them unpack that trauma and help them understand that they have an identity in God and that He loves them irrespective of the circumstances they're in. And then lastly, of course, the education. We want them to grow in knowledge and wisdom in who the Lord is and learn how to read and write and do all the things that would help them be successful in life. We want them to live up to their God-given potential, and that might be college, it might be high school, it might be trades. It might be just learning how to read and write and put them in a position where they can be employed long term.
Yeah, it's incredible. And you do that through some really effective programs. I know there's a number of them. I was involved in something called Camp Life. We'll get to that in a minute. But let's start with the Legacy Academies that are right there in these communities, what you might call the slums of Lusaka, actually pulling these kids out, educating them with a biblical education, as you said, also providing a meal for them as well. Tell us about the Legacy Academy.
So we have lower schools and upper schools. There are 22 of them, and they are in there's 17 different slum compounds in Lusaka, and we are in all of the major slum compounds. And we're providing something that they don't have. And as a matter of fact, we just opened a new school a year and a half ago, and the head teacher or the principal said, this is like a beacon on the hill. I mean, this is making our community proud as we look at this brand new school. But it is our way of for the lower school kids, basically first grade through sixth grade, to give them a base of an education so that they can flourish. And then seventh grade through 12th grade allows them to learn the finer points of how to think and how to learn. And then eventually they have the opportunity to go on to something called Excel Beyond. But those schools are either owned or leased by us. And then we have a handful of kids that are in government schools. Some of them are in STEM government schools or private schools for college prep.
And I know you all are really focused on measuring success as it relates to the schooling of these children. Touch on just what you're seeing in terms of the impact that you're having.
Yeah, I would say, you know, there are three national exams in Zambia. There's the seventh grade exam, the ninth grade exam, and the 12th grade exam. And in all three cases, we score above the average for all the government schools that are there in Zambia. And so, you know, we feel like we're giving them a better opportunity to grow and flourish. We are actually getting ready to launch a literacy intensive program in all of our schools, especially in the seventh and ninth grade, because we've come to realize that the most important thing for those kids to flourish is actually having the best possible reading skills, literacy skills out there. We also, you know, we visit the kids. We have 90 community development staff that go in and actually care for them in the community and care for their caregivers. And we've even launched some partnerships. We're partnering with Hope International, with Save the Children, with kids around the world, where we're not trying to do it all ourselves, but we're bringing in specialists to help them grow, even teaching the caregivers through Hope International how to have savings banks and actually borrow money and start small micro businesses to actually feed their family.
It's incredible. We're going to have you back sometime to talk about Camp Life and Excel Beyond, but I'd love for you to hit the Tree of Life quickly and tell us about the work you're doing there.
Yeah, so the Tree of Life is, we call it the Tree of Life Children's Village. Some people might call it like an orphanage. although not all the kids there are orphans, but 37% of them are single or double orphans. Mm-hmm. Some of them, we are actually their legal guardians. And those are the most vulnerable kids in our system. These are kids that have come from a very difficult background. As a matter of fact, at the Tree of Life, we've taken in 80 new kids that have been in a crisis situation. The Ministry of Social Work in Zambia has actually tendered those kids to us to care for them medically, physically, emotionally, and intellectually. And we've taken them in with open arms, with no obligation to them or to their families. We're just there to make a difference in their lives. And it's amazing.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, I can tell you, I've been there. I've seen the work that Family Legacy is doing. It's done with excellence. It's done with God's love right at the forefront, and it's making a real difference. There's no question this work, Mario, is on the heart of God as we read through the scriptures. And here at year end, as folks are looking to invest in where God is moving around the globe, I can't think of a better place. And this is a unique time because you all have a challenge on the table, don't you?
Yeah, we have a group of families that have come together, and they've put together a $500,000 challenge grant. And that challenge grant is going to help provide sponsorships and scholarships for kids that are perhaps not sponsored. It's going to provide the medical care, the food, all the things that we do. And the deadline is December 31st. You can go to familylegacy.com and click on the Give icon, and that will make a difference. And you know, it's stunning. You know, if you send a kid to a private school in most major cities in the United States, it might be $15,000 to $20,000 for a year.
Yeah.
Well, $20,000 gift in our case can send 40 kids to school for a year.
Wow.
And so it's a you talk about a value opportunity. Yeah. It's great. And then I would tell you also, we are great stewards of the resources that God has given us. We believe that stewardship is one of our highest callings. And just like the people that are part of Kingdom Advisors and Money Wise, we want to be somebody who helps teach and actually live out the concept of stewardship in the way we operate our organization.
I love it. Mario, so grateful to have you here today. Thanks for stopping by, my friend.
Hey, thank you, Rob. It's great to be with you.
All right. Folks, check out this ministry, learn about their great work, and then support what they're doing at familylegacy.com. Mario Zanstra has been our guest today. We'll have him back real soon. Your calls are next, 800-525-7000. Stick around.
The AFA Resource Center has all your favorite items, everything from books, movies, shirts, and even hats. Introducing AFA's polyester and twill hats, starting at just $18. Whether you're into fashion, a collector, or you're just having a bad hair day, these hats are just what you need. You can buy one for yourself or a friend. Purchase your AFA hat today at resources.afa.net.
We are grateful for support from One Ascent Investments on the MoneyWise program. They manage a comprehensive suite of value-based investment strategies designed to help Christian investors live aligned with what they value most. One Ascent believes that if your values inspire the way you live, they should also inspire the way you invest. This can be a unique form of worship. More information is available at investments.oneascent.com. That web address is investments.oneascent.com.
AFR programming is now available on Alexa.
You're joking, right?
Nope, not joking.
Seriously?
Yep, this is not a drill.
Wait a minute, no way.
There's a way, the Alexa way. So if you just happen to miss your favorite shows, no worries. You can now listen to each podcast with Alexa. It's simple and it's free. Just visit afr.net/apps and click Alexa. We're not joking.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the MoneyWise program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
This year has just flown by. I know, it's already December.
As 2022 comes to a close, the AFA Foundation would like to invite you to make a planned gift to American Family Association. Consider the many ways your planned gift can help restore a biblical worldview in our nation, as well as bring financial stability to your family. Call 800-326-4543, extension 345. or visit our website at afafoundation.net.
Hey, Greg, I need some advice.
Oh, what's up?
I'm really struggling with finding ways to cut back. With costs going up, especially in healthcare, what do you guys do?
We use CHM, Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health cost sharing ministry that's been sharing members' eligible medical bills for over 40 years. Sure helped us stick to our budget. Here's the website, chministries.org. chministries.org.
Thanks for joining us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. We're going to turn the corner now to your questions on financial topics of any kind. What are you thinking about financially speaking today? We'll apply the wisdom from the Bible to your financial decisions and choices. That's why we gather here together each day, recognizing God owns it all and we're stewards or managers of His resources, that which is entrusted to us. And our task, well, to be found faithful with managing those resources, recognizing this is a high calling and we want to look to God's Word for guidance, principles that we can pull out, big themes on the heart of God as we manage His money, because that's the role of a steward, to reflect the heart of the master. Well, let's do that together. Phone lines are open. We're taking your calls at 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000, whatever is on your mind today. We'd love to hear from you. Let's begin in Florida. Merrill, thank you for calling. How can I help you today?
Good morning, Rob. I'm a 74-year-old gentleman that has been incredibly blessed by God, two careers, one in the military and then one in the school system of Florida. And I had always had my mutual funds with USAA. Okay. And then about a year and a half ago, USAA moved everything to Charles Schwab.
Okay.
And in light of what's some of the philosophy that I've heard the leaders of Charles Schwab espouse lately, I just don't know where that, I'm trying to be a good steward of where my money is at. And I'm not sure that Schwab may be the place to have my money.
Yes. So you're looking for an alternate custodian for that. And then are you also using faith-based investments, Merrill, specific investments that would be managed by folks that are applying biblical values?
That's what I'm looking at doing. I have always self-managed my funds.
Yeah.
But as an example, one of the funds that I've had for a long time that's always done well is Blackstone. Well, now it's come to my attention that Blackstone is not, again, the best biblically sound organization to have money in. So yeah, you're headed in the right direction, Rob, with what I'm looking to do.
Very good. Well, let me offer a suggestion, Merrill, and I can certainly appreciate how you'd want to align your values with both the institution that's housing the money as well as the actual investments that are inside the portfolio. What you may want to look at is our friends at Guidestone. Are you familiar with that name?
I am not, sir.
Okay, so Guidestone is an investment manager and custodian for retirement assets for Christians. They're most well known for their work in the Southern Baptist denomination, but really they serve all believers, and you could set up an IRA there and transfer it. You could also access world-class faith-based investments there as well. They're one of the largest, if not the largest, in the faith-based investing space. You'll find them on the web at guidestone.org, and you could read all about it, but it would be as simple as opening an IRA, doing a transfer over, and then either yourself or with an advisor actually beginning to select the faith-based investments for the portfolio.
Okay, great. Yeah, I currently, at my age, you know, I have to take RMDs.
Yes,
and,
sir.
I have just given my RMDs to my church.
Okay.
I figure God has blessed me that way, so it's His money.
Yes, sir.
And I'm just giving it back, but I want it to go to godly-based organizations.
Yeah.
So
I think you'll find what you're looking for. Let me ask you, you mentioned that RMD and how you'd given that to your church. Did you take a distribution and then turn around and make the gift, or did you do that through a qualified charitable distribution?
I went through charitable distribution.
QCD. Okay, great. Yeah, excellent. Just want to make sure you took advantage of not adding that to your adjusted gross income for the year, and it sounds like you're on top of that. So, Merrill, I hope that helps you, sir. Is there any other question you have today, or does that do it?
No, that does it, Rob. God bless okay. you for your ministry and what you do, and you have a Merry Christmas.
Well, and to you, sir, and thank you for calling today. God bless you. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. That's 800-525-7000 with whatever is on your mind today, financially speaking. Hey, before we take more of your questions today, let me tell you, we're excited to announce that on January 2nd of 2023, so just around the corner, the MoneyWise radio show will have a brand new name. It's going to be called Faith and Finance on American Family Radio, and we'll be rolling that out alongside the brand new FaithFi app that will replace the MoneyWise app, FaithFi, that's spelled Faith, F-I, and our brand new website at faithfi.com. As an organization, we sense the need to strengthen the way we express the Christian worldview of faith and finances. You know, our legacy, folks, as you well know by listening to this program, should be more than simply being wise with money. We need to honor God as faithful, selfless stewards to advance His kingdom. Now, don't worry, we'll be the same trusted voice and continue to bring the best biblical financial content and resources to help you be a good and faithful steward. So nothing else changes other than the name, which we feel more appropriately reflects our heart, and that is that it's all about our faith first, and then how our finances can be a reflection of our values and priorities as a believer. So listen out for the brand new Faith and Finance on American Family Radio coming January the 2nd, and we're excited to share those changes with you. Hey, a quick email from Ann before we take a call, before we take a break, and then back with your calls. Ann writes to us and says, we try to honor God by tithing on the gross income from our jobs. We own and rent out two single-family homes. One is paid for, one has a mortgage. Should we tithe on the total amount of the rent we receive from our tenants or on the rental income minus the expenses? Well, I love this question because clearly, Ann, you want to honor God with what He's entrusted to you. The tithe is a tenth of your increase. So not all of your rental income is gain as opposed to your traditional income. This needs to be looked at really as a business. So because we'd look at it as a business, you would subtract your expenses from that income, and that would be the amount that you tithe on. So it would be the net amount with regard to these rental properties only, not certainly with your base income. Thanks for your email today. We'll be right back with MoneyWise, 800-525-7000.
You probably have a strategy for your finances, your career, even your retirement. But do you have a strategy for your giving? At the National Christian Foundation, we can help you create a giving strategy to inspire your family, maximize your resources, and leave a lasting legacy of faith. To learn how, visit moneywise.org/NCF.
They say actions speak louder than words. Here at the American Family Association, we take that to heart. AFA Action is here to inform and help you get involved in cultural and moral issues. You can also sign up for our AFA Action Alert, which will inform you about these issues every week by email. To sign up and for more information, visit us at afaaction.net. Why are you still sitting there? If you want change, it starts with you.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the MoneyWise program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Did you know the MoneyWise listener call-in line at 800-525-7000 is open for business 24 hours a day? It's the number that never sleeps. So when the kids are off to school or you have a few minutes before that power lunch with a client, give us a call and leave your question. We use as many of them as we can on the show. 800-525-7000 is all you need to know to get biblically based answers to your questions here at MoneyWise. Call anytime. You won't catch us napping.
By now, you know that Sandy Rios has stepped away from the morning show. But don't despair. Sandy is shifting her talents to podcasting. She'll still be a part of AFR. And now, she won't need to wake up hours before the sun to keep us informed and encouraged every day. On the podcast, Sandy Rios 24/7, you can enjoy the knowledge, insight, and interviews you've always loved on Sandy's morning show. Sandy Rios 24/7, beginning the week of January 9th on AFR.net.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the MoneyWise program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. soundmindinvesting.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Great to have you with us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host. We're taking your calls and questions. We've got some lines open today. We'd love to hear from you. The number to call is 800-525-7000. Whatever's on your mind today, whether it's your spending plan or your debt repayment, maybe it's credit scores or identity theft. Maybe you're wondering, how do you protect yourselves given so many folks being victims of identity theft these days? Well, we'd love to tackle whatever you're thinking about, including your investments. Give us a call. We've got some lines open. We'll get you on the air quickly at 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. We'd love to hear from you. Before we go back to the phones, you know, it's Christmas season, which means we're thinking giving here in the month of December. This is a time where we pause and reflect on how God has blessed us and look for opportunities to give to those around us in need, ministries aligned with our hearts. But how do we pass that on to our kids? Well, for Christian parents, the holiday season can feel like a whirlwind of materialism, dragging us and our children into attitudes and expectations that don't exactly look like peace on earth. So here are a few suggestions for keeping Christ in Christmas and teaching your kids the joy of giving too. Most important is to set an example. You know, more is caught than taught, so modeling should be at the heart of everything we do as we impart wise money management. So if you're frantic and rushed, your kids will be too. If you focus on shopping, decorating, and holiday events at the expense of family time, your kids will think those other things are most important. It's not that there's anything wrong with any of those. It's where our focus is, what occupies the majority of our time. Stick to your budget, even during the holidays, so your children will see your commitment to financial peace. And demonstrate generosity towards the less fortunate and invite your kids to participate. So first, set an example. Number two, make time for your family. Start a new Christ-centered Christmas tradition with your children. Read the Christmas story together from Luke 1 and 2 and talk about God's great gift. Perhaps make a Jesse tree with your children. I know we've done that for years and our kids love it to tell the story of God's redemption in the days leading to Christmas. You can actually go to faithword.org. That's faithword.org for daily Bible readings and printable ornaments for the Dress Jesse tree if you want to jump in even now. Find ways to give together. Maybe make Christmas cookies together and take them to a local police or fire station alongside handmade Christmas cards, bagged Christmas snacks and drinks at your doorstep for the delivery people who stop by and make a sign to say thank you. Sponsor a child with Compassion International or World Vision, maybe even Family Legacy that we talked about earlier on the program today. If you have older kids, make plans to volunteer at a local soup kitchen. One of the things we have done in the past with our kids is give them a certain amount of money on Christmas Day in an envelope with the instructions that they have to give it away. But when they do, they have to write a letter back saying what they did with it and how it impacted them. You know, this is a way to be intentional as you think about imparting the joy of giving and generosity. Perhaps that's a way to further that idea. And then finally, pray together. You know, at bedtime, retell the story of each of your children's birth or arrival in the family. Pray for other families who are welcoming children in the midst of unusual or difficult circumstances. What your children need most at Christmas is you, and you can help them prepare their hearts for God's gift, the light that's coming into the world. As the prophet Isaiah foretold, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. And let's make Christ at the center of everything we do, and let's make giving and generosity as we model Christ's the gift that he was to us. Let's make that on the forefronts of our minds and our hearts as we instruct and model for our kids. I hope that's an encouragement to you today. All right, let's head back to the phones, 800-525-7000. We've got some lines open today. We'd love to hear from you. To Arkansas we go. Robin, thanks for calling today. Go ahead.
Yes, this is, my name is Robin. My husband and I are both retired, and we have about $72,000 in our savings account. I was wondering, we've never invested before, and I was wondering at our age, should we just keep it in savings, or, I mean, we don't need it to use on our monthly basis, so should we invest at our age or just leave it in savings?
Yes, very good question. Let me ask you this, Robin. Is that really the extent of your savings, either what I would call your emergency fund and or your retirement assets?
We have enough also in a separate savings account to pay our house payment for the next 3 years.
Oh, okay.
And then we were planning on selling and downsizing.
Okay.
So we don't really even need it for our house payment.
Yeah. So that really is your emergency fund. How much is in there?
70. Oh, and the other one?
Yes, ma'am.
Pay the house down about 80,000.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you've got plenty of resources there. I would say this, as long as you don't plan to use that money for 5 years or more, you absolutely could invest it. I think the key is building that portfolio in a way that makes sense given your age and priorities. You know, with inflation at a 40-year high, we're losing purchasing power on that money every day, even though rates are higher than they have been in the past in terms of the yields on that, let's say, a high-yield savings account. You might be getting 2.5%, but with inflation up at, 8% plus, even though it's on its way down, we're kind of going backwards on that money. So as long as you've got a healthy emergency fund, I would say somewhere around 6 months, maybe more, and it sounds like you certainly do, and that's liquid and safe, then this is money that you theoretically don't need. And as you said, you're going to add to it once you sell the house and downsize. Then I think putting this to work and actually getting a better return on it makes some sense. I like to think in terms of different buckets of money. So bucket one would be that emergency fund that needs to stay liquid. That's the 80,000. Bucket two would be money that you want available in less than 5 years, but greater than 1 year. We might put this in that category. And if so, the I-bonds could be an interesting option for you here for at least a portion of it. They're paying 6.8% right now. They're issued by the U.S. government, the U.S. Treasury, and they're backed by the full faith and credit of the United States. And, that's a great rate of return right now that you could do with up to 10,000 per person per year. So you and your husband could have put in a $20,000 into the I bonds this year and then turn around to do it again next year for another $20,000. It would pay 6.8% for 6 months, and then it'll adjust for the next 6 months, and we won't know that rate. It's pegged to the consumer price index as of May of 2023, and so we'll find out what it is then. It's got to stay there for a year, but then you can pull it out anytime after 12 months. If this, though, was money that you want to put in what I'll call bucket three, which is where you have a greater than a five-year time horizon, then I would say a good, solid portfolio of mutual funds, perhaps maybe somewhere with 60 to 70% in a bond fund, high-quality U.S. and corporate bonds with shorter-term durations, and maybe 30 to 40% in a good-quality stock mutual fund. You'd want to take, though, a minimum of 5 years as a time horizon. So you don't want to be watching the changes and fluctuations every day. You'd want to say, this is money we're going to invest for the long haul, 5 years plus, preferably 10, because we want to get a better rate of return than we're going to get anywhere else. And we know it's going to fluctuate, and we're okay with that. So that's the approach that I would take. I've got to hit a break, but you stay on the line. We'll finish up on the other side. This is MoneyWise. We'll be right back.
Today's issues, offering understanding and encouragement.
To those of you who may be worried, let me remind you that our God reigns.
AFA President Tim Wildman is joined by a host of godly voices to help make sense of the news of the day.
Once they take the word experimental off of it, I might feel better about it.
Right. It's only a few outlets like you at American Family Radio that are bothering to report it.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
At Christmas time, we sing a lot of songs, and it makes sense, because even the Gospel of Luke records several stories of people singing when the Messiah was coming. Hi, I'm Charles Morris, and all week, join me on Haven Today, we'll be looking at some of those special songs on a series called The First Songs of Christmas.
Haven Today, weekday mornings at 4:30 Central on American Family Radio. Listen online at AFR.net.
Absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. More than 50,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free MoneyWise account by going to moneywise.org and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
My name is Kent, and I'm a member of Christian Healthcare Ministries. I have a friend who actually has great insurance, and she recently had a life-threatening experience. And she was laying in the hospital bed afraid, not afraid for her life, but afraid of what her insurance would or would not cover. And as a CHM member, I can honestly say I just never have that fear. I can't tell you the peace of mind that provides.
Learn more about Christian Healthcare Ministries' biblical cost sharing at chministries.org.
Thanks for joining us today on MoneyWise on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions on anything financial, applying God's wisdom to the decisions and choices you're making, because we want your values aligned with the financial planning and investment decisions you make each day. The number to call is 800-525-7000. We've got some lines open. We'd love to hear from you. Just before the break, we were talking to Robin in Arkansas. She and her husband have about $80,000 in an emergency fund, an additional $72,000 to $75,000 in a separate savings account. They don't touch it and don't need it. In fact, they plan to downsize their home, and they'll have more to add to it down the road, and she's wondering about investing. And I would say perhaps considering I bonds for money that she has more than a year time horizon on, but that which she might say and her husband, we can have more than a 5 year, even a 10 year time horizon on, maybe consider putting that to work with a stock and bond portfolio. Robin, give me your thoughts on what I shared and any follow up questions you have.
The iBound sounds good. And where do you even get those? You get them from a bank? I wouldn't even know.
It's a great question. You can no longer buy them from the bank. You have to get them electronically direct from the U.S. Treasury. And that government website is treasurydirect.gov. Treasurydirect.gov. It's the only place to buy the iBonds. You'd create an account in your name and your husband's name, and then you'd purchase the electronic bonds after you transfer the money in. So do you feel like that's a better fit for you than perhaps deploying this in a stock and bond portfolio?
It sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I would check that out. And then if you want to stay on the most conservative end of the spectrum, the other thing you could begin looking at would be what I'll call a laddered CD approach. So maybe you take whatever's left after the I-bonds and put a third of it in a one-year CD, put a third of it in a two-year CD, put a third of it in a three-year CD, and then every 12 months some portion of that is coming due and you can roll it over, and take advantage of higher rates at that point. So that might be a way to get your yield up above what you're earning in the savings account. Does that make sense?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, Robin. Thanks for calling today. We appreciate it. God bless you. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We'd love to hear from you today if you have a question for us. Again, 800-525-7000. Let's take a couple more of your emails. We receive emails all the time at questions@moneywise.org. This one comes from our friend Harvey. He writes, how can we contribute anonymously and still have a record of our giving for income tax purposes? And Harvey, this is a great question. You know, a lot of folks want to be able to give anonymously, and we certainly understand that. The challenge is to get a deduction, you have to have a receipt for any donation over $250, and that has to include your name. Now, there is a workaround for that if you want to use something called a donor advised fund. This is, I think, one of the most powerful charitable giving tools that are out there that is often unknown by most folks. And essentially, think about it like a charitable checking account. The way you accomplish what you're looking for, Harvey, using a donor advised fund is that you would make a contribution to your donor advised fund. Now, here's the key. Once you do that, the money has to be used for charitable purposes. So the charitable contribution receipt, if you will, that you're going to use for tax purposes is issued to you once you make that gift to your donor advised fund. You still direct it to whatever charity or ministry you would choose, but it's not going to be predicated on that charity or ministry issuing you a charitable receipt because you already got that receipt when you made the contribution to your donor advised fund, which means that as you direct it to your preferred ministry or charity, you can do so without revealing your name. In fact, I would use the National Christian Foundation to set up the donor advised fund. They call it a giving fund, but it's the same thing. And they have a beautiful web interface where you'd log into your donor advised fund at any time. You choose the charity or ministry or your church that you want to make the gift to. With a couple of clicks of the button, it's on the way. They'll send a check. And again, you would indicate whether or not you want that donation to be given anonymously or with your name on it. So it's a great way for you to do exactly what you're doing. You can put all of your giving in at one time for the year, or you could make systematic monthly, let's say, contributions to your donor advised fund. And then whenever you want to gift it out, either in that tax year or any tax year in the future, you just log in and make the gift. Again, it's called a giving fund, and you'll find it at ncfgiving.com. That's the National Christian Foundation at ncfgiving.com. All right, we've got time for perhaps one more question today at 800-525-7000. You know, we often hear from folks that listen to this program that ask the question, what is it that I really need to know? Like, what are the basics, if you will, of how to manage money God's way? And before we head back to the phones, let me tell you just quickly, you know, if I were to really boil it down, I would say there's five things that you need to know that all find their roots in God's word as it relates to how you should manage money. That's right, just five. Here they are. Number one, live within your means. Now, That sounds simple, harder done than it sounds, and yet it's the key to every financial success. We've got to live within God's provision, even though the world, through debt and borrowing, allow us to live outside of that. So I would say live within your means is really the key. Number two, avoid the use of debt. Now, borrowing is not a sin, but we need to be careful with our borrowing. We should only borrow for appreciating assets. We should only borrow when we have unity with our spouse. We should only borrow when we have a guaranteed way of repayment. And we should only borrow when we're not robbing God of the opportunity to provide and presuming upon the future. So we need to limit the use of debt, and over time, we should seek to be completely debt-free. So number one, live within your means. Number two, avoid the use of debt. Number three is have some margin or some liquidity in your financial life. That just means when you live within your means, you have a surplus, and that's really what's key in order to be able to fund your longer-term goals. By the way, margin in a lot of studies, according to my friend Dr. Shanti Feldhahn, a researcher, a Harvard graduate, is that with money and marriage, conflicts are most often avoided, yes, by communication, but secondly, by having margin. It's not the amount of income that you have. It's that you're living on less than that and you have a surplus. That's really been the key to avoiding conflict in marriage around money. So live within your means, avoid debt, have some margin. Number four is set long-term goals. You know, you're going to make a better decision today when you have a longer-term perspective. And then five, give generously. Giving breaks the power or grip of money over our lives. It connects us to God's heart as we take a portion of what He's entrusted to us and put it back into circulation into God's economy. It changes our perspective from our own many kingdoms to the ultimate kingdom, the eternal kingdom, God's kingdom. And so we want to give generously. And I would say those five things really are at the heart of sound and wise and faithful money management once we recognize that God owns it all. All right, let's round out the program today with one final caller. We'll head to Texas. And Victoria, you'll be our last caller today. Go right ahead.
Yes, I wanted to know if you think it's a good idea to invest in treasury bills right now.
You know, it's a great time, and I think it would really depend upon what you're ultimately trying to accomplish. But T-bills certainly are more attractive than they've been for a long time in the past, just given where rates and yields are right now, especially if we're going to start to see the Fed slowing in terms of the raising of rates. I think this would be an ideal time. Tell me what money this would be for. Is this in addition to a stock and bond portfolio? Kind of what portion of your investable assets are you looking at putting in treasury bills?
Well, this is just like $20,000 that I have set aside with no, we don't need it for anything right okay. now. Yeah. And we've had it sitting there for at least a year. And so it's not for paying bills. It's not for paying house. It's just sitting there in savings.
Yeah. And how much do you have in this particular portion?
So we have 20,000. Is that your question?
Yes. So what I might look at, Victoria, is what I had mentioned to the previous caller, and that is the inflation bonds. Are you familiar with that term?
Yes, the E-bonds.
And I-bonds?
My husband, or I-bonds. My husband looked into that, and I'm not really sure what he's, why he said this, but he said we did not qualify for investing in the I-bonds.
Yeah, I'm not sure why that would be either. You can put in, you couldn't use retirement money, but you can put in up to $10,000 per person if you're a U.S. citizen per year.
We are. Yeah.
Okay. So $10,000 per person per calendar year. So you could put in up to $20,000 this year in the I-bonds. Right now they're paying 6.8% and they're backed by the full faith of the United States government. So it would be a great option for you if this is money that you're looking at not accessing within 12 months and probably less than 5 years, I would say this would be an ideal investment. Otherwise, I'd probably be looking to put this to work as long as you're willing to take a little bit of risk. If you have a time horizon greater than 5 years, you'd probably be better off with a stock and bond portfolio, probably more heavily toward the bond end. Or you could look at the T-bills. But if you're looking in a 1 to 5 year time horizon with $20,000, I think the I-bonds could be ideal just because of the interest rate. right. So perhaps take another look and see if maybe he missed something. TreasuryDirect.gov is the place to go for you to get more information on that, Victoria. But I think just given what you've described here today, that may be an ideal situation. Does that sound good?
All right. That sounds good. Thank you for your information.
You're very welcome. Thanks for your call today. Well, folks, that's going to do it for us. So thankful that you were along with us today as we talked about how we can be found faithful in managing God's resources. We love coming alongside you each day. And by the way, Lord willing, we'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow. So I hope you'll join us then. Let me say thank you to my team today. Grateful for Pat Montague handling our phones today. Devin Patrick, our producer, and Jim Henry supporting me with great research today. Thank you for being along with us as well. Hope you have a great rest of your day and come back and join us tomorrow for another edition of MoneyWise on American Family Radio. God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.